Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Tonight, we delve deep into the heartland of our nation, to Wyoming, where the wind whispers secrets through the tall prairie grass and the stars outline stories in the velvet sky. Our chronicle unfolds in a unique place nestled on the edge of the Bighorn National Forest, a place where nature, folklore, and history converge to form a remarkable patchwork of intrigue and enchantment. This place, my dear listeners, is none other than the Whispering Bison Campground. Meet our protagonist, the owner of this extraordinary habitat, a man whose charisma matches the beauty of his campground, Enoch Bywater. Born and bred in Wyoming, Enoch is as rugged and captivating as the landscape he calls home. His hazel eyes twinkle with a thousand tales, tales of the wilderness, tales of survival, and most intriguingly, tales of the uncanny. With a thick mane of silver hair and a laughter that resonates through his quaint wooden cabin, Enoch is not just a campground owner. He's a master storyteller, a guardian of folk tales, and keeper of the most intriguing chronicle of all, the Campground Ghost Story Night. Well known amongst campers, hikers, and adventurers alike, our spotlight tonight is on this tradition that started decades ago, a tradition of spinning spooky tales by the fire. Sharp shadows and flickering firelight provide the setting, all under the watchful gaze of the starlit Wyoming sky. So, buckle up, listeners, as we prepare to journey into the eerie, the uncanny, and the downright chilling world of the Campground Ghost Story Night, spinning spooky tales by the fire.
Enoch here, folks. Now, I don't know about you, but there's nothing quite like a good old ghost story to get your heart racing. That's why we started the tradition of Ghost Story Night at Whispering Bison. But as old legends go, we faced a peculiar challenge. You see, the youngsters around the campfire, they loved the stories, but some of them, particularly the little ones, they got scared. I mean, real scared. We'd have parents coming up to us saying their kiddos were having nightmares, refusing to sleep in their tents. And that, friends, was a problem. We were in a bit of a bind. I mean, Ghost Story Night was the highlight of everyone's stay at Whispering Bison, but we couldn't have our campers losing sleep over it, could we? So we started brainstorming. One suggestion was to tone down the stories, but that didn't sit right with me. These were age-old tales, and I didn't want to water down their essence. The other option was to stop Ghost Story Night altogether, but again, the tradition was too dear to us, too ingrained in the spirit of Whispering Bison. So we came up with a different solution. We decided to divide the story night into two parts. The first part would be for the younger crowd, where we'd tell age-appropriate, slightly spooky tales with a funny twist at the end. These stories would be more about the mischiefs of friendly spirits than actual ghosts. The second part, after the little ones are tucked into bed, would be for the adults and older kids, the ones who could handle the real, bone-chilling ghost stories. Implementing this solution was no cakewalk, let me tell you. We had to comb through a bunch of stories, separate them out, assess their fright factor, all that jazz. We even had a couple of trial runs where we'd tell a friendly ghost story and see how the younglings reacted. There were some hits and misses, but we kept tweaking until we got it right. The real challenge, though, was keeping the older crowd from spilling the eerie tales to the younger ones. We had to make them swear a campground oath of sorts, promising they wouldn't ruin the surprise. And would you believe it, they respected it. I guess there's something about an oath under the starry sky that just makes it more binding. The impact of this solution was phenomenal. The little ones were no longer afraid of the dark. They'd sleep soundly in their tents, and they looked forward to their friendly ghost stories. Parents were relieved, thanking us for making the nights less terrifying for their kids. As for the older crowd, they were more invested than ever. The oath added a layer of secrecy, an exclusive club feel, and they loved it. Ghost Story Night became a more deliciously chilling experience. One valuable lesson I've learned from this experience is the importance of adaptability. Traditions, no matter how dear, sometimes need to be adjusted to suit everyone's comfort. It's all about creating an environment that everyone can enjoy. And let's not forget the power of a promise under the starlit sky. It's binding, like a pact with the wilderness itself.
And there you have it, dear listeners. The tale of Enoch Bywater and his adaptation of the age-old tradition of Ghost Story Night at Whispering Bison Campground. It's a tale that underlines the strength of problem-solving, the power of adaptability, and the magic of preserving traditions while catering to everyone's comfort. It's a valuable lesson, isn't it? That traditions, while sacred, need not be rigid. They can evolve, adapt, and still retain their essence. It's a lesson that can be applied not just to other campgrounds, but to any aspect of life. Look at the success of Whispering Bison Campground. By recognizing a problem, understanding its scope, and devising a creative solution, Enoch managed to turn a challenge into an opportunity. He created an environment that was fun for the young ones and thrilling for the older crowd. He took an oath under the starlit sky and transformed his ghost story night into an experience that his campers wouldn't forget. Enoch's journey and the story of Whispering Bison Campground is a testament to the power of creative thinking, adaptability, and a deep understanding of one's community. It's a reminder that challenges can be windows to unique opportunities if one is open-minded and willing to think outside the box. And with this, we draw the curtains on this episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Enoch's tale has inspired you as much as it has inspired us. And we hope it encourages you to adapt, innovate, and create unforgettable experiences at your own campgrounds. Thank you for joining us on this adventure. If you enjoyed our journey into the heart of Whispering Bison Campground and the tale of its ghost story night, please subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on more such captivating stories and valuable insights from the heart of America's great outdoors. Until our next episode, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep creating unforgettable memories under the starlit sky.